This week I heard an interview with a 21-year-old woman in the Navy as she described how as she put in more and more time essentially making tribe, she found herself becoming patriotic, although her reasons for signing up had been strictly economic. The folks on board talked a lot about readiness so the enemy, quote unquote, could be targeted at any minute. The enemy, quote unquote, is how these young people are being trained to think, and not they alone. And we have no counter education to offer a different way of seeing, a different story to counter the states. Instead, we placidly go along with patent indoctrination. When will we begin planning our way that's opposite? Power maintains its control by means of atomization and hierarchical division, and then by coercing by means of the judiciary, as de Tocqueville said, each fragment of this artificial social arrangement into performing the same inane and harmless to power tasks, while it keeps the true goal hidden, completely outside this process. So it's never discussed, as I was saying, about the only left analysis that we hear out there, in which power is never admitted into the discussion, renders it useless. So the true goal is hidden, completely outside this artificial social process, whether the angle on that manufactured reality is the polity or the economy or society, the places in which the people are forced to reside in terms of the ideology. And so the true goal, supremacy, is externalized. The statesmen have, by definition, ruled out our freedom by calling it anarchy. Remember Bentham's, "He who owns the lexicon rules the world"? Well, power has seized exclusive naming rights for the key terms we need to get free, like freedom and liberty and leisure, and then told us that they know best. Rule of the wise is what we're told they are, and that the world is too complex to be turned over to the people, who are an heretofore mere uninitiated audience to the world historic figures like Hitler and Stalin and Churchill and all those who pretend that they are supermen. And the scientists and pundits are all pushed forward to prove the so-called truth of this, so to undermine our confidence that we don't have to believe them. We don't have to accept their definitions. Of course we're smart enough. The way the world is arranged is not ordained. It's not about intelligence. It's about power. Our ancestors knew that. Clear. We've got to get back to their level of savvy when it comes to this, because we have the tools that allow us now to act on it globally. It's about power, their control of aggregated human energy, which is true power, the power of life, which we reclaim when we stand with each other globally and not with the would-be masters. So what's the opposite of this, of standing with them? The opposite of hidden is transparent. Instead of midnight, daylight. The opposite of exclusion is inclusion, holism instead of division and atomization. The opposite of an externalized goal is an internalized goal, i.e. brought into the bosom of the people as a goal we all pursue, thereby structurally eroding power structure, thereby eroding its enforced control of us. Moving on is a simple matter, simple in quotes, of having a transparent goal that we all discuss and get clear on, and then starting to work on everywhere. What is this transparent goal? Democracy, as de Tocqueville, and I'm saying it's not democracy, as de Tocqueville describes it, is a fragile, carefully balanced compromise, given power, which he most definitely will, between anarchy The people released from captivity is the authentic definition of that, i.e. a classless society and subjection, dictatorship, autocracy, a totalitarianism, you know, rule of the few or rule of the one. So it's not the economy that power sees as a delicate watch, and I'm referring to Albert O. Hirschman's The Passions and the Interests, but democracy requiring extreme craft and skill, or so the story goes. But to maintain a fragile balance requires a lot of energy. Being free doesn't, but it does require some guarantors of non-interference with it in the transition. And what would they be? Well, what they would be is also the goal. Individual freedom, i.e. individual freedom from necessity. That's the true definition of freedom. Or individual self-sufficiency. It must be structurally guaranteed. That is the standard, the goal, the vision that must guide everything, all of our actions. And think about it. That means we can allow our thought process, our reason to live. We can set aside the fear about existence, mere survival. We can actually devote our time to pondering from the perspective, the vantage of the whole. And so, being powerful beings means that those great ideas that each one of us has, we have to convince others to join in. That's what guarantees individual freedom, guarantees universal leisure, and vice versa. Guarantees that the few cannot aggregate our energy. Because once we're free, once it's structurally supported and endorsed, we are at a point now where we can help each other globally. And as Nikola Tesla saw, that's a whole new thing, a whole new set of terms and conditions that we have to start believing in, seeing, accepting, trusting. So individual freedom has to be structurally guaranteed. That is the standard, the goal, the vision that must guide everything, all of our actions. This is the point of thorough and ongoing global discussions, i.e. how to create the global infrastructure that undergirds universal leisure. And by universal leisure, I mean the end of coerced work, whether they call it your service or the wage, the end of others sucking on our aggregated energy. I mean freedom, freedom from necessity, individual self-sufficiency. That is what we must figure out. What is the global infrastructure that allows that to be? Because once that is structurally in place, we're going to hold on to it. We have the tools to ensure that now. Thanks to Nikola Tesla and his tribe and all the hard work of all of our commoner ancestors over the millennia. And once we have that clear start, we have our plow. And we who choose to be the one, because this ain't about force, right? We don't need no vanguard suppressing the calling, you know, for some dictatorship of the proletariat. No, that's power thinking again. We've always been undermined with that con. I mean, we've been undermined for quite some time with that mindset of not trusting each other. It comes back to that. And once we start the discussions, that becomes transparent. That's obvious.